We haven't talked to Brandon Markin in a while, the chief executive officer, co-founder of the Lean Rocket Lab. They have some breaking news. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, Greg. How are you doing this morning? Thanks for having me.
Doing good. What is the Lean Rocket Lab if somebody's just rolling around trying to figure that out?
Yeah, absolutely. Lean Rocket Lab is a co-working space with a nice coffee shop inside if you haven't experienced Fortress Cafe. But we do two main things. We run business incubator services, and we also run an Industry 4.0 accelerator.
And what does that mean for the lay person?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a couple different programs depending on where you're at. But the idea is if you are an entrepreneur with an early stage business, whether it's in kind of the idea phase or you're later on where you actually are commercializing, Lean Rocket Lab has just a wide range of resources set up to help that person be successful. We break it down kind of into a few different pillars, but typically, depending on what you're doing and where you're at, we're going to have some educational programming type resources available for you. Coaches, we have a bench of experts, what we call experts in residence, people that have subject matter expertise that will work with you. Access to capital, which is a huge part of the equation. So whether you need early stage capital, depending on what type of business you have, maybe access to investors, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then we have a professional service network, people that are service providers that will help you be successful in space if that's part of the equation for you as well. So a lot of different resources depending on what type of business you have and where you're at. But we usually tell people to come in and meet with us. We have a bunch of folks on our team who sit down with you and just learn about what you're working on. And if you're looking to take it, you know, kind of commercialize or take it to the next level.
Yeah, you guys are truly full service, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot going on. And that's kind of part of what we're excited about. When we launched the lab, we intentionally very focused on what we call manufacturing technology. Lean Rocket Lab is part of the MEDC Smart Zone High Tech Business Incubator ecosystem. And so with about 20 other organizations across the state of Michigan, we specifically launched most of our programming very focused on high tech entrepreneurship. And in our part of the woods, just because Jackson being the manufacturing sort of powerhouse that it is, we focused on high tech businesses in the manufacturing space. And so we're two and a half, three years in now, and we're able to, things have been really good. We've been just blessed with, you know, the way things have going. And so we've, over the last year, been expanding our service offering to now be focusing and adding some elements for neighborhood-based businesses, which is what I'm excited to tell you guys about today. So,
yeah. Hey, you guys won an award, too, I think, just and then the pandemic hit.
Yeah, we did. We won a regional, I think it was a national group, but we were nominated by the MEDC and Consumers Energy, and we won like a regional innovation award for a unique approach to economic development, entrepreneurship. Yes, pandemic hit. Thankfully, we were able to spin most of our stuff over to doing it virtually. We launched a year and a half ago an Industry 4.0 accelerator with Automation Alley and Lawrence Tech University, which has been incredible, first of its kind in North America. We have a seed fund behind it. And that program brings in, I kid you not, the best and brightest Industry 4.0 technologies from around the world, and we're interfacing them with Jackson's manufacturers, and it's just been a really cool deal with the kind of underlying tenets there being technology that helps Jackson's manufacturers be stronger and bring some of the most exciting startups in the I-4-O space to Jackson, which is really cool.
Yeah, how have the local, I guess, longtime manufacturers, how have they handled this kind of an upgrade in a technology resource?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. So it's a mixed bag, candidly. We get to meet with a lot of the manufacturers often, and I'm amazed by some of them. You know, there's some real, like, forward-thinking, technology-ready, incredible manufacturing. It's probably my favorite part of my job is meeting manufacturers and going into the plants and whatnot, because I've learned that there's just incredible things that are made here across aerospace, med device, defense, food, beverage, etc. And it varies a little bit on how responsive the manufacturers are to like some of the technology implementations. But I will say this, and I, you know, if we have a second, part of this program is we have a, what we just, we're part of the statewide effort with a few other groups to make Industry 4.0, which is the digitization of the factory, you know, bringing AI and really high tech stuff in additive manufacturing into the factory. We just launched what we call, are calling a technology readiness demonstration fund, where JAMA members, Jackson Hole Manufacturers Association members, can actually work with us. We'll partner with University of Michigan, EGI, and do a quick assessment of their operations. And then we introduce them to high-tech startups that are in our I4O Accelerator program. And if we have a startup with technology that will enhance their operation, resiliency, AI-based inspection, all these different technologies, they can actually just fill out a super quick application. And in partnership with JAMA, the fund that we have will match $5,000 to implement this technology into their factory. We've got about three of these going on right now. We just launched it. We're working with three Jackson manufacturers right now, bringing in some of the coolest, most cutting edge, in these cases, it's AI technology into these Jackson factories. And so we're just trying to spread the word. We're not seeing a ton of applications yet from JAMA members. Some of them, you know, everyone's busy right now, right? They're trying to find people, just navigated this pandemic. So we're trying to spread the word because there's some cool stuff that could really help solve some really core operational challenges. So we're excited about that as well. But
those are certainly, those are marriages that would not have happened.
Correct. Yeah, correct. And it's just, it's a double win, right? It brings some of these startup teams and technology to Jackson, and it helps these manufacturers with operational efficiencies and resiliency. So
we'll talk about this program you have coming up.
Yeah, Techify Main Street, so excited. Thanks for letting us on today to share the word. September 1st is the application deadline. Basically, over the last year, we, like I mentioned, we've had the opportunity to expand our services. A lot of what we do is in manufacturing and high tech, and we really wanted to create more opportunities for entrepreneurs and existing businesses that are in kind of what we call the Main Street space, neighborhood-based businesses, retail, food service, et cetera. We had all these entrepreneurs walking through our door. Hey, I have a food truck, or I own a retail boutique, or et cetera. And we just didn't have a lot going on. So, Techify Main Street's one of the first, I guess we've done a few things now, but the genesis is super simple. If you're a business in Jackson County, any kind of business, all you got to do is reach out to us. You can book a meeting with one of our experts in residence, a little virtual assessment, or you can come into Lean Rocket Lab anytime. And what we do is we took a bunch of the people that are connected to Lean Rocket Lab that are really smart service providers, developers, IT professionals, video, so much different tech service providers, so many different technology service providers, that if a local business comes in a lab, we'll do a quick meeting with them. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to help them identify an area where technology implementation would enhance their business. And if we can find that, we'll help them put together this kind of idea, articulate it. And then we're actually having a small pitch competition where these businesses can pitch their idea of how technology will help their business. If they win or if they're selected, we actually give them cash to then pay a service provider to build this technology for them, implement it in kind of a hackathon style build. And then we're going to actually showcase some of these technologies. So that might sound confusing if you're like, what? I have no idea. So here, I'll just give you a simple example. We had a gal come in the other day, super nice lady. She owns a catering business. She just bought a food truck. She doesn't know, you know, she comes in. I don't know what the heck you guys are talking about, but I'm interested in this. We meet with her. One of our EIRs, experts in residence, sits down with her, understands she's not doing any online food delivery service. We kind of walked her through, hey, there's some really simple technology that you could utilize. We can review pricing. We have experts in business. and we're going to help this gal probably roll out some type of application or some type of service to incorporate delivery and what she's doing with a huge opportunity to grow her business. Now, that's just one use case. We'll see if, you know, that plays out, how that works. But we have all different kinds of really smart people in their field and technology. Maybe you own a landscaping company and you want to connect your fleet of trucks, and you know, you're curious about what type of connected, you know, technology you can use to bring your trucks online, bring your fleets on. There's all kinds of different use cases, but the idea is, how could technology potentially grow your business? Meet with some of our experts to just do a quick assessment, and then if you win, we give you money to then pay for you to hire the service providers that we're working with to implement the technology or go towards it, maybe even in some cases. So that's Techify. And what we're telling people is, even if you have no clue, like, I have no idea, just literally go to the website, fill out the application. We'll meet with you for free and ask questions and dig deep and come up with ideas with you of how we think technology could potentially help your business.
Win-win.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope so.
I mean, what harm could it do, right?
Yeah, and it's made possible because we got some really cool partnerships. So I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, MEDC, and the Jackson Anchor Initiative. The Anchor Initiative is a great organization locally. They've invested heavily in Lean Rocket Lab, specifically this Lean Rocket Local program. And this Techify Main Street, it was so cool, Greg. I sat in a room with 20, like, technology service providers, smart guys that do really high-tech stuff. And we just said, hey, let's just be available to help Jackson's neighborhood businesses be successful. And so all we just need people to do is, if you have a business, even if you have no clue, if you have a business in this county, just go to the Techify. It's leanrocketlab.org/Techify and just fill out the quick application, or you can book an appointment right there with one of our EIRs through the website. And we'll help you go through and look for ideas of how technology could maybe grow your business.
Fantastic. So really anybody could do it, right?
Yeah, anyone can do it. We're kind of focused on Jackson County. And that's anyone can do it. Yep.
So Lean Rocket Lab, what are your hours down there, Brandon?
Yeah, so if you're a member, we have key fob access. And it's like Snap Fitness. It's 24/7. You can go in anytime. If you're kind of walking in to meet somebody, it's kind of a 9-to-5 situation. We'll have one of our member services coordinators up there from 9 to 5, typically Monday through Friday. The coffee shop, I think, opens at 7:30, but yeah.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Good job.
Greg, thanks so much, man. Have a great day, okay, brother?
Take care, man. Brandon Markin from the Lean Rocket Lab.